Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The monster's gone. He's on the run. And your dad is here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC from a family with three mothers, the Dargers, who we just spoke to. We turn to a big story today about fathers. A study of testosterone levels in men has found that fatherhood leads to a drop in the hormone. It's not just having a child that changes the levels of testosterone for men. It's the act of parenting itself. The more time a dad spends with his children, the more bedtime stories and diapers changed, the lower those testosterone levels get. It's a finding which links fatherhood to science, showing there's a connection between having kids and taking care of your family. Listeners, we'll have a few minutes to take your calls on the findings of this study. So fathers, does this ring true to you? Do you have a sense of how fatherhood has changed you? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I'm wondering if any fathers out there have noticed a drop in testosterone levels from parenting. Has that changed your behavior? Has that made you want to parent less, perhaps, because you're worried about your masculinity? 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or as always, you can go to our Facebook page or to the Brian Lehrer page at WNYC.org. Joining me now to talk about this research is Pam Bellick, New York Times science reporter, who wrote this up for the front page of the paper today. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Andrea.
So the level of testosterone in men decreases over the span of their lifetime. That's well known. What did this study look at exactly?
This study was looking at what happens when men become fathers, and also looking at whether there's a difference between a father who isn't very actively involved with childcare and a father who is. And sort of the power of this study in scientific terms is that there have been snapshot studies before that have, you know, at one point in time taken testosterone levels from fathers and from non-fathers and found that fathers did have lower testosterone. But they could never show, you know, could that be because it's just guys with lower testosterone who are more likely to become fathers. And so this study, first of all, it involved a large number of men, about 600 men in the Philippines, and it took testosterone levels when they were about age 21 and they were single, and then about 4.5 years later, after many of them had married and had children, and they found a number of interesting things. One was that actually it was the guys who had the higher testosterone levels who were more likely to become married and have children. But regardless of what level you started at, once you had kids, your testosterone levels dropped, and they recorded how many hours per day the men spent doing things like reading and changing diapers and taking walks with their kids, and they found that the more hours that the men spent in these activities, the lower their testosterone went.
So the study, you know, seems there's sort of a kind of, you know, one of the things I wonder is if testosterone levels are dropping with increased parenting, does that create a disincentive in a certain population to be involved in parenting?
Well, I think, you know, that's the, that's one possible consequence, but what the scientists are, the way they are looking at it, and I think the way that they're hoping most men will look at it, is that, first of all, these levels are dropping, but they're not dropping to the point where men lose all the other effects of testosterone. You know, you still get chest hair, you still get muscles, you still have your libido. Many of these men in the study had second or even third kids during the study time period. So so they were able to fulfill that function as well. But the way that scientists look at this is that this is this is a biological mechanism that appears to have evolved in men, and it's essentially men's bodies adjusting to this new situation, this new behavioral situation that they're in, and that there might be reasons for that. Evolutionarily, there might be one could think of advantages to having the father around to help the mother take care of the kids, having a father be a little bit more tied to the family unit, and even possibly because testosterone has been in some cases tied to aggression, maybe it's helping create a more nurturing and less aggressive environment.
Are there other ways that we know of that you can affect your hormone levels through behavior? I mean, this strikes me as a really sort of fascinating implication, since I think that they're sort of, you know, basically the kind of conventional wisdom is that, like, your hormones drive you. And, you know, when people, you know, teenagers, oh, you know, it's all hormones that are affecting them. But I'm wondering whether, you know, for both men and women, this means that you can act in a certain way and thereby have a feedback loop so that you can actually change these things.
Exactly. And that this is, I think, a relatively still fledgling area of research, but there have been other studies, both with men and women, that have indicated that, not just with testosterone, but with hormones like prolactin. There are studies that suggest that, say, a baby's cry can induce a hormonal reaction with maybe oxytocin or prolactin in mothers and women to have a more nurturing response or to prompt, you know, lactation. There have been some studies with men that have also looked at testosterone, not with respect to fatherhood, but they've compared men who were in committed romantic relationships with men who weren't, and the men who were in committed relationships, their testosterone was lower. When men got divorced, their testosterone went back up. So it does appear to be some, as you say, feedback loop going on, where not only do hormones drive behavior, but in some cases behavior or relationship status can drive our hormonal signals.
Let's take some calls. Lauren from New Rochelle. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you? I kind of find this research a little bit simplistic, because we always talk about the hormones and what they do, and in particular, one comment was made that there are some studies suggesting hormones make high levels of testosterone make men aggressive. There really hasn't been any proof to that. The DEA has actually used that to do a lot of raids on various compounding pharmacies, et cetera, et cetera. And this goes to the hormone, the HRT, which is the hormone replacement therapy, which is, you know, in all kinds of difficulties. So if we take a look at this particular research, of course the testosterone in men is going to go down, because if you're married, and anybody out there who's married knows, you're more tired, you're working harder, you don't sleep well, and all of these things are factors that impact how our bodies produce testosterone.
All right.
So it's kind of a very simplistic reality. If you're married, you're going to be involved in a variety of different tasks that you weren't as a single person that impact your production of testosterone, as well as many other hormones that your body produces, on top of the fact that as you get older, your body produces less of it.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, so let's get a response from New York Times writer Pam Bellick.
Right. Those are all very good points. And I think maybe rather than saying simplistic, you could describe this study as measuring, you know, one set of factors. And there are a lot of things that remain to be looked at, including the effect of things like stress and sleeplessness. They did not measure that. They also didn't measure testosterone during this 4.5-year time span. So we don't really know what was going on, you know, during that time. We know before and after. And there are a lot of other questions that remain about how sensitive testosterone would be to this kind of relationship. They did a smaller sort of offshoot of this study where they measured testosterone before and after kind of a half an hour, hour play period where the dad played with the child. And they didn't find any change at all. So over that small window of time, the level doesn't seem to fluctuate. But maybe if the father is away for a week and comes back, you would see a change. So it really is one of those studies that opens the door to a lot more inquiry, and some of the questions the caller raises are certainly some of the things that the scientists are interested in.
So what is next in this area of research?
I think that there's the scientists that I talked to said that there is interest in trying to figure out some of the questions that we just talked about. Also, what happens when kids get older? Does, and they're maybe less dependent, does testosterone rebound? Several scientists I talked to mentioned that it would be important to look at the interplay of other hormones, which this study really didn't do, because men also have prolactin and oxytocin. So I think, you know, there's a lot of territory to be mined. And something else that scientists are interested in is...
And we have about 10 seconds.
Yeah, is the possible health effects or health implications with, say, something like prostate cancer, which varies. You know, if you have higher testosterone over your life, you're more likely to be at risk for prostate cancer.
Food
is there
for
some
thought.
Relationship?
We have to end it there. Thank you so much. Pam Bellick has a New York Times story today on a study that shows parenting can decrease testosterone levels for men. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks so much to everybody who called. Coming up is the news.